Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Don't pastor say that every Wednesday night at this time. The Bible is right. Glory to God. Glory to God. People going to think that's the name of the show. Amen. But the name of the show is The Bible Has the Answers. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I thank God the Bible is right. Beloved, glory to God, as we say just about every Wednesday night, the Lord led us to explore into the book of Proverbs. Glory to God. We're in Proverbs. We're in the 15th chapter, which means we're halfway through. Amen. Glory to God. 15:22. Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the 22nd verse. And we have here, as far as I'm concerned, a very important scripture giving out crucial information. I mean, if you are a young person, this is the kind of information you would need to help you your whole life long. And it's information I didn't get until after I got saved and way later in life. And then I realized what a mistake I had made. Because growing up in New York, for the most part, New York, there's a lifestyle there. Everybody minds their own business. And you don't go out seeking for advice. You just take care of your own business, do what you have to do. In some places, it can be very formal. You're very reserved. You're very protective of your private information and anything about you. And there's a tendency not to go out seeking for real counsel or advice unless you have a real serious problem. Then you might be counseled to get advice. But for the most part, you stay to yourself. For the most part, you might have your own circle of close friends, amen, but it's a lifestyle of reserve, hold to yourself. And here in Proverbs 15:22, it says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says, Without good advice, that's something as a young man I didn't want to take. Not that I was rebelling against advice, I was a reserved person, very careful of my personal self. And so I didn't go out seeking a whole bunch of advice from people. But here the Bible plainly says in the Positive Thinking Bible, without good advice, everything goes wrong. Now, there were many times in my life when I wondered why things went wrong in my life. It didn't occur to me that it was because of a lack of good advice. I'll read this again because I read 15:22a, but I want to read the entire scripture from the Positive Thinking Bible. This is really, listen. Without good advice, everything goes wrong. It takes careful planning for things to go right. It takes careful planning for things to go right. Now, if you've ever planned a big event, you can certainly understand Proverbs 15:22. Amen. It takes careful planning for things to go right. If you've got a real important event and you don't really plan it, oh, you're looking for something to go wrong. And when something goes wrong, you have no backup plans. You have no, there might be things that you can't, some people are not fast on their feet. They don't know what to do when things go awry. Amen? And I can remember when, as director of the Washington Urban League in Washington, D.C., I'm sorry, not the director of the Urban League, the research department. No, I wasn't the executive director, but I headed up the research department for a while there. And we did a survey of large portions of the city. And when you do something on that huge a scale, if you don't plan, we had to plan for everything. It had to be coordinated with the city, with the police department, with a whole bunch of things. And it took a monumental amount of planning and training. You had to get your people, train them for what you wanted them to do, develop the surveys, teach them in it, train them in it, let the police department know you were coming. You had to have emergency plans if someone got sick or some injury, where was the nearest hospitals, all these, so much planning. And that was so long ago, over 40 years ago now, the voluminous details, volumes, binders full of details. If you've ever been a staffer in an organization, you automatically know what I'm talking about. The amount of planning and work that it takes for something to go off well is a great deal of work. In fact, in some of the projects that we had, now we were in our 20s, late 20s, early 30s, and we would work so hard until we got physically ill. And when you get ill in your late 20s, and 30s, you have to be working awful hard for you to get ill. But we did. We would work from the time we got in the morning, and sometimes we wouldn't get off the 1 or 2 at night. We work all day, all have our meals in the office because we were working on projects. And it took careful planning for things to go right, just like this verse says. And, okay, something maybe you can relate to. If you've ever tried to do a birthday party for someone, oh, there's so much coordination and logistics that you have to, if you want it to really come off well, you have to do a great deal of planning. Amen? And glory to God. And we find this verse to be so true. So, the Positive Thinking Bible says, without good advice, everything goes wrong. So you want advice, but you want good advice. See, it says, without good advice. Notice it doesn't say without advice. It says, without good advice, everything goes wrong. Amen? And then in the King James Version, that same verse reads, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they're established. Why is that? Because you need all different kind of perspectives on a problem that you're trying to solve, you need a multitude of different perspectives on it. Amen. Now, in the Tanakh, it reads, plans are failed for want of counseling, but they succeed through many counselors. You know, that's one of the things that the Romans clearly understood. They had a battle planning process. They had a battle planning process. And to make a long story short, they tried, and every time that they could and they had time, they would make meticulous inquiries and get as much intelligence as they possibly could so that they knew everything that could possibly be known about it, amen, so that they could give you a few surprises that you hadn't planned on, because they know things that you didn't know they knew. And they went through a great deal of planning, and with their skill and discipline and hard work, 99% of the time it worked, amen. They got much advice and much counsel before they made war. In fact, in the planning process, in the early part of the planning process, they would have what we call today brainstorming. And in the brainstorming part of the battle plans, anybody could say anything that they wanted to in terms of how to prosecute the battle. It didn't matter how crazy the idea was. It didn't matter who said it, what rank they were. In the early part of the planning process, you could bring up the wildest ideas on how to proceed in what you wanted to do. Let's say you were trying to capture a fortified position. Well, anybody could say, come up with any crazy, I mean, the more crazy the idea, the better it was. But further down in the planning process, way down in the planning process, after the commander heard everybody's ideas, and then after that, he got as much intelligence as there were to get about the situation, then he would draw up the final plan. And that plan, you couldn't say anything about. Once the final plan was set, all of the commanders, the tribunes, the centurions, all of the officers in the army would all agree on one battle plan. That was the final battle plan that the commander would give them. And then he wouldn't give it to them until the last minute, because he didn't want information leaking out about the battle. But once the plan was set, then they would unite, because they recognize in the beginning it's very important to get good advice from a multitude of counselors. But then they understood the power of unity. So after the process was complete and the commander made the final decision, they understood the power of unity, and they would drop their plan, what they thought the way to do it was, and they'd adopt his plan. And they'd adopt it with their whole heart. They'd put everything they had into his plan, because he studied everybody's suggestions and he had all the intelligence about what was going on and how to proceed. Plus, he understood political aspects that they didn't understand, beside the military aspects that maybe some of them didn't understand all of the military aspects. But he had it all. So they would unite behind him. And it says here, it takes careful planning for things to go right. After careful planning, things went right 99% of the time because of their obeying this verse. It says in the King James, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. So how many things have you tried and they were disappointed? You were disappointed by it. Let's say you were disappointed by it. Had you ever considered that you didn't consult enough people? You know, one of the characteristics of the poor is they don't get a multitude of counselors. They try to do everything themselves, and that's for several reasons. One, because of the way they think. Two, because they don't have this wisdom. And three, they feel they don't have the money to go out and hire a lawyer or hire a counselor, or they don't even understand that concept. Because they don't have money, they try to do everything themselves. And here the Bible says that it takes careful planning for things to go right. And without a multitude of counselors, things go wrong on them. Amen. I'm up against a break. Hold on just a minute. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Now, beloved, on the natural level, amen, you want to do what you can to get all kind of advice and counsel from wise people around you. And it is a wonderful thing when you keep godly people around you. You have godly friends. One of the things that I love about some of my friends and people I know is when I call them, I get godly advice. They don't give me carnal advice. Amen. Now, understanding this on the natural level, everything that is said here is correct. Amen. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they're established. And on the natural level, you want a multitude of counselors. But then in life, as you go on, in our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you notice that the Bible says vain is the help of men, because men can fail, amen, and men can fail you. And then again, men are only men. Men are but men. They don't always understand everything. There's times you don't want to divulge yourself in counseling because the person you're talking to may not understand even what you're talking about. They may not be at the level you are and understand what you're going through. So someone can't counsel you if they don't have the wisdom to be able to. If they don't have it, they can't give it to you. Amen. And so eventually you're brought to the place, the Holy Ghost will bring you to the place where you come to understand that not despising men, but just realizing that men are but men and they can only take you so far. You know the story about Moses when he got to the promised land, at the border of the promised land, and he couldn't go any further. And folks say he couldn't go any further because he struck the rock. He disobeyed God and struck the rock instead of speaking to it. Yes, that's true. That's true. At that level, that's true. But another thing went on. It's symbolic of Moses represented the law. And the law, the children of Israel needed to go into the promised land. And the promised land, there's only one that can fully take you into the promised land that God has for you, and that's Yahshua. Amen. The Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And so Moses represented the law. He could not go into the promise. The law can never take you into regeneration, the regeneration of your spirit, and learning deep spiritual things and lessons. Amen. The law can never save you or take you there. That takes regeneration by the Holy Ghost baptizing you into the body of Christ. Amen. So on the natural level, yes, things, it takes careful planning for things to go right, and you want good advice. But then what is good advice? Amen. A young man listened to a young lady give him advice, and she kept telling him to commit suicide. And he listened to that advice, and he got in his truck and put a hose from the exhaust into the cabin of the truck and died from carbon monoxide. See, he got bad advice, and bad advice cost him his life. Amen? Glory to God. And so what you want, this verse in the Positive Thinking Bible says, without good advice, everything goes wrong. Because it's possible, if you're getting advice from men, that you get bad advice. Amen? You don't get good advice. You get bad advice. But the crucial thing here is in God developing you and processing you, he brings you to a place where you start to see where good, solid advice is. Advice that you can depend on through thick and thin, advice that never fails you, advice that never lets you down, advice that you can stake your life on. And that advice is found in God's Word, and that advice is found in the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you and telling you. But that has to be developed over time. People get saved, and then after they get saved, they go through a process, and the Holy Spirit brings them to the place where not only do they accept Jesus Christ and receive him as their Savior, but then they receive him as their Lord. And then they're brought into the place where they come to the place where the Holy Spirit leads them into absolute surrender and believing him and trusting him and taking his advice. Amen? The good advice here is the advice from the Holy Ghost, what he puts in your spirit. Amen? Glory to God. Or what he leads you to in God's word. He'll lead you to a word in the Bible. Amen? Or what happened to me about 2 weeks ago. We were in intercessory prayer, and we were talking about something entirely different coming out of prayer. Or was it a Friday night? Oh, it was a Friday evening service, rather. And the Holy Spirit spoke one word to me, and that advice was so sound, it was so sound that I can honestly say it revolutionized my bookkeeping functions for both the ministry and in my personal financial life. One word from the Holy Ghost. Completely, I redid the books for all the books for the ministry and all the books for my personal life. He only spoke one word to me. See, now that was good advice. Not only, and it proved to be good advice, because when I went to do it, everything fell in place miraculously. I didn't even know that when I set it up the way he had me to set it up, even the money for it was there. I didn't even know the money was there for it. But pulling it all together and doing what he said, see, now that was good advice. Amen. And the Bible says, without good advice, everything goes wrong. It takes careful planning for things to go right. Amen. And so the good advice that you want good advice. So the Holy Spirit has to lead you to the place where you 100% trust the integrity of God, and you can trust yourself in his hands because you know he never will fail you. And you know that in him there's no darkness and he has integrity. If he tells you something, it's for your absolute good. Absolutely. I don't care if you don't understand it. You're not called to understand it. You're called to obey him if you're going to walk with him. Now, if you're not going to walk in with him and you want to go back into carnality and be a carnal Christian and do what you want to do, he'll permit that. Amen. But if you want your spirit man to rule, amen, and be on top and be led by your spirit man, then you're going to have to listen to the Holy Ghost, the prompting of the Holy Ghost. And when you listen to him, glory to God, you succeed, amen, because of his counsel. And he'll give you much counsel. He'll give you much counsel. He'll give you here a little, there a little, as much as you can take. He is wonderful. And the thing I like about the Holy Spirit's counsel is you can trust every single thing that he says. You don't have to weigh it. You don't have to, well, let me test and see if this is the, no. If it's the Holy Ghost, you can 100% trust it. And you know when you know that you got that it's absolutely correct, when you do what it said and you experience marvelous victory, then you're joying and praising him and thanking him because you see what the result was getting a counsel from him. Amen? In the multitude of counselors, things are established. Glory to God. You want your counsel to come from the one who never lies. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. You want your counsel to come from one who never makes a mistake. The Holy Ghost don't make no mistakes. Amen? Glory to God. You want the counsel to come from someone who knows, who has tremendous wisdom. The Holy Ghost knows everything. There's nothing he don't know. Amen? When God said, let there be light, who was it that moved upon the waters? Who was it that moved upon the void? Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. Who was it? Amen? You know something? Now, this is a very personal thing. This is just me, okay? This is just me. Sometimes when I'm looking at an old-timey movie, let's say I put on a movie from 19, because I like historical stuff. So I want to see what people did back in the Depression days. What I'm really hoping for is to see how they worship God or the level of the word that they were listening to back in the 30s. Because the Depression was, the Great Depression was in 1929. But what really excites me is I'll look at someone on the screen from and the picture will be showing people from 1929, and in the back of my mind I'll be thinking, now I never saw those people in my life, but the Holy Ghost, he knows exactly who they are, he knows their whole life story, he knows what happened to them, he knows everything about them. Amen. What am I saying? The Holy Ghost knows everything. Amen. Imagine getting advice from someone who knows everything and never has made a mistake. Imagine getting advice from that one. If you think King David was wise, if you think King Solomon was wise, a greater than Solomon has come, the precious Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord Holy Ghost, the precious Lord Holy Ghost. Amen. And you can talk to them. And the Holy Ghost will unction you to do something. And I guarantee you it'll be for your benefit. It'll be for your good. See, people hold back because they think if I yield to the Holy Ghost, he's going to have me doing stuff I don't want to do. Well, honest, that's not the Holy Ghost I know. The Holy Ghost I know is every time, even if it didn't look like it from the natural, every single time I followed his advice, it turned out right. And not only that, when I follow his advice, I go from glory to glory, from victory to victory to victory to victory. And that's where God wants you. He wants you to be getting the victory. Amen. He wants you getting the victory through his Son and through his precious Spirit, the Lord Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Get your counsel, get your advice from the Bible. Get your counsel from your Heavenly Father. Get your counsel from the Holy Ghost. Get your counsel from the precious Lord Jesus. You know the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, a triple braided cord is not quickly broken. Amen. The three of them are so wonderful and powerful and knowledgeable. Get your advice from them. For without good advice, everything goes wrong. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. Hope there was something in God's word. Glory to God. Depend on the Holy Ghost. Rely on the Holy Ghost for counsel. And God said even that if any man lack wisdom, to let him ask of God. Amen. You can ask of God for wisdom, but you got to believe that he's going to give it to you. Well, I got to go. I love you. See you next Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Bye-bye, beloved.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a